across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Hard to believe it's time once again for the CJ Agribusiness Report. We've loaded up the hour with news and features for farmers and producers of CJ Country. On the Farm with Jeff Ishii. Ag Radio Net Farm News with Tim and Tom. Dairy Radio Now and more, all on the way. So let's get it rolling with a visit to the American countryside.
As the United States began sending thousands of troops to Europe and the Pacific during World War II, there were also new needs that sprang up here at home. One such place can still be found in the hills a couple dozen miles northeast of Sacramento. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
As the United States began sending thousands of troops to Europe and the Pacific during World War II, there were also new needs that sprang up here at home.
The end of 1942, and the U.S. Surgeon General was looking for locations to put war hospitals as we were entering fighting during World War II.
Brianna Ryan shares the story from Auburn, California. Folks here lobbied for one of those hospitals and had many good reasons for it to be established here.
Some of the benefit, they claimed that it was above the fog, below the snow. It had ample schools, restaurants, infrastructure, and it was right on the Transcontinental Railroad line. And so the Surgeon General sent his Army inspectors out here, and they chose a site right here in Auburn to build this war hospital.
Hospitals like the one here in Auburn use new techniques to help those wounded soldiers coming home from battles.
So people could come here, and instead of what you would think of as an injury that would require an amputation, they were able to save these limbs through their new pioneering techniques. They also planned these war hospitals to be in locations where the soldiers could actually take leave.
Auburn's location on transportation routes made it easier for patients to host visitors or to take leave. This was much larger than just one building, though.
It was about 225 acres, and actually it's on the National Register of Historic Places because there are several of the original buildings still exist. After the war, it did become a state hospital, and then when the state hospital closed in 1972, the county of Placer purchased the buildings and the grounds.
Today, the hospital is a free museum, operated by the county, telling the story of its important role during World War II. Traveling the countryside in Auburn, California, I'm Andrew McCray.
Staying on top of the news of agriculture, it's Tony St. James, back with Agriculture Today after this quick break.
Today's ag producers are more focused than ever on the things that truly matter, and so are we. Farm Credit East is committed to evolving alongside Northeast agriculture, meeting the credit and financial needs of Northeast farming, forestry, fishing, and agribusinesses with a people-first perspective. Visit FarmCreditEast.com to learn how. Farm Credit East, made in agriculture.
Don't wait for spring breakdowns. Get your steel equipment service now at Pike Hardware's Gold Certified Repair Center. Open and ready, Pike Hardware.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
Energy independence is no longer a theoretical goal, but a vital part of America's national security and economic survival.
Nebraska Representative Adrian Smith talking about year-round
E15 availability.
Fortunately, E15 is a winning solution. It is a reliable, clean, and affordable homegrown fuel that strengthens every link in our domestic energy supply chain. Nationwide, year-round E15 would provide immediate relief to consumers, lowering costs at the pump at different levels, but in my district, you can see up to 52 cents per gallon at a time when families need it most.
Ethanol blending economics drawing new attention as Congress debates the year-round E15 access. It's already passed the House, now headed to the Senate. OPIS reports Chicago spot ethanol prices and D6 renewable ID number credit values did converge recently, with the D6 RINs trading above physical ethanol with attached credits for the first time under the RFS. Now, OPIS assessed prompt Chicago Argo ethanol at $1.936 per gallon last week. D6 RINs assessed at $201,625, and Chicago CBOB gasoline blend stock assessed at $3.7085 per gallon. Renewable Fuels Association CEO Jeff Cooper says the pricing shows strong economic incentives for more ethanol blending. Well, soybean crush demand getting stronger support from federal biofuel policy, with the new renewable fuel standard targets tightening the soybean oil balance sheet. Oklahoma State University's Dr. Todd Hubb says EPA's final rule sets much tighter and higher biomass-based diesel obligations for 2026 and 2027. Hubb says biomass-based diesel requirements jumped to 9.07 billion RIN gallons this year, 9.2 billion next year, and it creates much stronger demand for D4 credits tied to biodiesel and renewable diesel. Clean Fuels Alliance America launching National Fuel Quality Reports. This gives marketers, fleets, buyers, and equipment manufacturers a broader view of fuel quality across the U.S. Reports cover biodiesel, diesel, gasoline grades, ethanol, aviation fuel, kerosene, specialty fuels, and it includes B99 and B100 diesel, B6 plus blends, and E15 through E85 gasoline. The effort builds on a quality assurance program tracking biodiesel quality from accredited producers since 2017. You know, U.S. farmers may need to prepare for a future in which global demand does not continue to expand simply because the population grows. Terrain's Matt Clark and Don Close say global population growth could peak around the mid-2060s, eventually changing export assumptions for bulk commodities. For decades, U.S. ags planned around feeding a growing world. But Terrain says that model may slowly shift towards less bulk exports. It's agriculture today.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. That's 800-265-5341.
Listen later in the hour when Tony St. James is back with the American Cattle News and Market Close Report. We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America.
Uh-oh, sounds like that tractor needs CPR. That's Cummins Professional Restoration and Blitz, your go-to for tractor parts and service. From radiator to PTO, we've got you covered with parts, batteries, diesel service, and high-capacity solutions to keep you running strong. Working on ag tractors and specializing in compact tractor service and repair, including Kubota and John Deere, just in time for spring work. Don't let your equipment flatline. Call 689-0877 and tell us you need CPR. Cummins Professional Restoration and Blitz, bringing your tractor back to life.
No matter the season, there's always a reason to ride with 7S Power Sports. From trail riding and outdoor adventures to getting the job done around your property, 7S has the machines you need when you need them. And with flexible rental options, you can get the power and performance you want without the long-term commitment. Whether you're buying or renting, their team will help you find the perfect fit year-round. Start your next ride today at 7SPowerSports.com. 7S Power Sports in Leroy. Ride more all year long.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Helena Agri Enterprises. Learn more at helenaagri.com. Facing tight margins and watching the loss of some key export markets, some farmers are looking to diversify their planting mix. And a combination of diet trends this year are raising the profile of beans, pulses, and lentils. I'll have more when we come back. Improve yield without an extra step with QuickShot. QuickShot is a quality fluency agent and full nutrient package in one ultimate planter box treatment. Now entering its third year of commercial availability, QuickShot provides all the benefits of enhanced flowability, improved singulation, and fewer skips, but with a powerful jolt of nourishment. It delivers fast access to nutrition at planting with a unique blend of macro and micronutrients. This improves uptake and vigor during emergence, leading to stronger stand establishment and increased uniformity. In field trials across the Midwest and the South, QuickShot provided an average 7 bushel per acre advantage in corn and a 30 pound per acre increase in cotton compared to the grower's standard fluency agent. Go with QuickShot to help your seed reach its full yield potential this season. Contact your local Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information about QuickShot. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use. Well, we could call it the Great Bean Boom. From TikTok influencers pushing something called protein maxing to the 12% of Americans now on GLP-1 medications looking for protein-dense foods that prevent muscle loss, demand for pulses is surging, and it's creating a rare bright spot for row crop farmers struggling through a fourth straight year of razor-thin or negative margins. The math is straightforward. Pulse crops are cheap to plant, and because they fix nitrogen in the soil, they require little additional fertilizer. That's a major advantage at a time when fertilizer costs remain elevated. Tim McGreevy, CEO of trade group USA Pulses, says the category has the most hope for surviving the current downturn precisely because input costs are so low. On the demand side, the numbers tell the story. USDA data shows planted acres of yellow peas are up 55% over the past 15 years, yet U.S. yellow pea exports dropped 81% between 2021 and 2025, meaning the additional production is being consumed domestically. Companies like ADM and Cargill have invested heavily in pea protein processing, and food manufacturers are infusing pea protein isolates into everything from cereals to sodas and pasta. The broader bean trend goes beyond peas, however. Bloomberg recently reported that premium bean sales in the United Kingdom jumped from 4% of the market in 2024 to 12% at the start of this year. Delivery app Grubhub logged a 135% increase in grocery bean orders just last year. Now, not everyone is sold on the protein hype driving some of this demand. NYU nutrition professor Marion Nestle says that marketers are exploiting this high protein trend. But for farmers trying to chart a path to profitability, that trend is your friend. I'll have more when we come back.
The tastiest fish fry in CJ Country is in the Gaslight Village of Wyoming. The Wyoming Gaslight Market and Pizzeria has fresh, mouth-watering fish fry dinners ready to serve you. Plus, a variety of pizza made with their own freshly made dough and home ingredients, along with subs, chicken wings, and other pizza favorites provided by local producers.
They're also a convenient shop so you can grab milk, butter, snacks, and other groceries with one quick stop. Catering is available. Order out by calling 495-6800 or stop in at the Wyoming Gaslight Market on Route 19 in Wyoming.
Now, planting a pulse crop isn't going to rescue every operation. The overall market is still small compared to corn, soybeans, and wheat, and not every region is suited for growing them. But for those growers in the right geography with the right rotation, this year they could be a very welcome addition to the planting mix. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Helena Agri Enterprises. Learn more at helenaagri.com/innovation. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
We appreciate you making us a part of your morning routine. It's news and information for the farmers and producers of CJ Country. Just ahead, Jeff Ishii has today's On the Farm Report.
Have you ever had questions you wanted to ask a pastor but felt embarrassed to ask them? Questions about taboo issues like your sex life or politics or addiction or drinking, pornography, depression, suicide, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Novotny, and I've written a book called Taboo that deals with all of these tough topics head on. In my book, you'll learn how God's Word, the Bible, will give you clarity, healing, forgiveness, and hope, even in life's most difficult moments. Email books at pureradio.org to request your free copy today. It's just that simple. Email books at pureradio.org. Learn what God says about all these topics and more by requesting your free copy today.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Thinking about buying a home in the country or even remodeling your existing home? Give Farm Credit a call. We finance rural properties for nearly 100 years. We make loans for homes, land, construction, remodeling, even barns, fencing, equipment, and crops. You'll find our personal service and knowledgeable loan officers a refreshing change. To talk to a lender who's just down the road, even if it's a dirt road. Or find us at farmcredit.com. We're the experts in rural finance.
Farm Credit is an equal housing lender.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Taking a look at farm news all around the eastern United States, row crop farmers in the northern tier of our region are making good progress planting corn. As of Tuesday of this week, farmers in New York State had 23% of the corn crop planted, farmers in Michigan had 75% planted, and farmers in the state of Maryland had 99% of the 2026 corn crop in the ground. Farmers in North Carolina and Virginia are making good progress planting cotton fields this spring. As of Tuesday, 57% of North Carolina cotton was planted, while in Virginia, that number stood at 69%. And Tennessee farmers markets are doing well as we conclude the month of May this weekend. What will you find at a Tennessee farmers market at this time of the year? Fresh, locally grown salad greens, asparagus, cabbage, and English peas. You'll also find fresh cut flowers at many farmers markets in Tennessee.
Serving rural America, online at onthefarmradio.com.
Your land is your legacy. But keeping your woods thriving, healthy, and properly managed is no small task. The Family Forest Carbon Program can help you care for your land now and into the future. We provide guaranteed annual income, help developing a forest management plan, and advice from forest professionals. By participating in the Family Forest Carbon Program, you'll be improving your own wooded lands, ensuring they're maintained and healthy for future generations, while supporting your community and helping make an impact for the planet. If you own 30 acres or more of forest land, you may be eligible to enroll in the Family Forest Carbon Program. Visit familyforestcarbon.org to learn more and enroll today. The Family Forest Carbon Program was developed by the American Forest Foundation and the Nature Conservancy.
Our pearl of wisdom today came in by email way back in 2009 from longtime listener Peggy Huffman. Peggy says, "It's not what you gather, but what you scatter that tells what kind of life you've lived." Thank you, Peggy, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Empire Livestock Market in Pavilion held a sale yesterday. Let's get an update of results.
Good morning, CJ Country. Here's your Empire Livestock Market report for May 28th. We had 136 cows, 180 calves, 3 Holstein feeders, 4 Holstein fats, and 2 bulls. The Bob calves were 10 cents to $3. Grow calves over 92 pounds were $3.60 to $12.50. Grow calves 80 pounds to 92 pounds were $5 to $15.10. Beef cross bull calves were $7.50 to $19. The beef cross heifer calves were $12.25 to $20.80. The good cows today were $1.60 to $1.82. Lean cows were 50 cents to $1.59. The Holstein feeders were $1.25 to $1.55. The Holstein fats were $1.86 to $2.03. And the bulls were $1.80 to $1.90. Our auctions at Empire Livestock are every Monday and Thursday at 12:30. This is Tony Perry. Thank you and have a great day.
Man, I should really clean that siding, but I don't have all weekend.
Or you could just call Wand Blaster's Mobile Wash. Does your home look a little green? Mildew and dirt don't just look bad. They can damage your siding, roof, and driveway. Stop wasting your weekend. Let the pros handle it. Wand Blaster's uses a safe, professional soft wash system to bring back that wow factor. Driveways, roofs, siding, they do it all. Call Wand Blaster's 716-258-2031 or visit WandBlasters.com.
I always had to be so good, no one could ignore me. Carve my path with data and drive. But some people only see who I am on paper. The paper ceiling, the limitations from degree screens to stereotypes that are holding back over 70 million stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time for skills to speak for themselves. Find resources for breaking through barriers at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
To stay ahead of the game, you need to keep moving. The CJ Agribusiness Report provides the news you need on the go. And you can always catch the most recent farm show by logging on to WCJW.com and clicking through to the Agribusiness Report page. It's time now for news from the USDA.
When the phrase hurricane preparedness comes to mind, those never having done so may think of boarded windows and doors or multiple vehicles and evacuation procedures. But what about farmers and ranchers living in hurricane-prone areas? How can they prepare for the upcoming Atlantic hurricane season? Offering some advice is Agriculture Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Richard Fordyce.
Document inventories. And sometimes we do that, I think, and then sometimes we let some time go by. Maybe we haven't done that, but it's vehicles, equipment that have been added to the fleet. One of the categories that a lot of us probably don't have an exact inventory would be livestock, depending on obviously the day and whatnot, but the number of livestock, what they are, what their ages are, any kind of records that are pertinent to the operation around any kind of investments that you've made in the crop, in the herd, those kinds of things.
He clarifies what he means by documentation for FPAC supported disaster assistance programs are not necessarily forms.
That documentation could be handwritten notes. It could be photographs. It could be a number of things that can actually document or demonstrate a loss.
More advice. Crop damage from a hurricane needs to be reported to local crop insurance agents within 72 hours of damage discovery. And the undersecretary admits, while crop insurance through FPAC's Risk Management Agency is what most producers think of regarding farm disaster assistance, the other areas of FPAC, the Farm Service Agency, and Natural Resources Conservation Service can also assist.
On the FSA side, we have programs that can help recover from, obviously, crop losses, infrastructure losses, livestock losses, even to the point of low-interest emergency loans through Farm Service Agency. And then on the NRCS side, we have opportunities to engage through the Emergency Watershed Protection Program. That's a program that's used a lot after natural disasters. Certainly hurricanes would be one of those natural disasters where that would qualify. Also, we have things through the EQIP program, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, that can help producers recover from those natural disasters, in this case, specifically hurricanes.
More information on hurricane preparedness and USDA assistance in hurricane recovery can be found online at www.farmers.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We're about a half hour away from the CJ Country Morning Show. Till then, we're talking to farmers and producers around the region. Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now is coming up next. Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
Sanford Home Sales in Nunde is a premier supplier of custom-designed modular and manufactured homes. If interested in a new home and have questions about the process or their model home's sales prices, give them a call at 585-468-2700 or go to sanfordhomesnunde.com.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm & Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome back once again to Inside Dairy. It's Dairy Market Friday, but we're going to talk more about the make allowances and what this cost survey is meaning to your milk prices, as our conversation does continue with Sherry Bunting. She's a dairy market analysis and policy advisor with the American Dairy Coalition.
Mandatory cost survey has become, you know, such a big deal, I think, for people that really kind of study this issue and why the farmers are looking at it, because they're considering it to be maybe like an overdue audit, because in addition to the make allowance that's embedded into the minimum prices, you have these line item deductions and they've experienced loss of premium. So what we have is, you know, in the past, the voluntary surveys worked pretty well. But today, most of your plants that are making these four base commodities are also making other products. There's been a lot of innovation in dairy, and we have all of these other products being made at the same plants and at other plants that are not price reported. The price and the value for those products do not go into the calculus for that minimum milk price. And so, you know, how do you allocate between products made in the same plant that are either price reported or not price reported? And so one of the issues that came up during the last federal order hearing is, first of all, many of the processors who were sent the forms to fill out or the link to do the voluntary survey did not do it. They didn't get a good coverage or representation in the opinion of many.
This is Inside Dairy.
Download the Farm & Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm & Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back to Inside Dairy as we continue our conversation with Sherry Bunting, Dairy Market Analysis and Policy Advisor for the American Dairy Coalition.
The industry has created all of these other value-added products. And so, you know, should the make allowance cover every cost? You know, I think I'm not alone in a person looking at this who believes that it shouldn't cover every cost. It maybe shouldn't even be an average. It's more of a cost factor because it sets a price that is then used for processors of all products to buy their milk. You know, that's your benchmark. And you're making all these other products that are not price reported. So, you know, what happens with those four commodities pretty much tells the story, and that makes allowance for how you're going to buy milk to make so many other products that are not part of the formula. So, you know, there's a lot to absorb there, but I think our key points we wanted to get across to USDA, as well as in this flow chart, is to see some of, first of all, what's happened with the recent increase of about $1 a hundredweight in the embedded make allowance or deduction that you don't see, but it happens on the front end, as well as these efficiency factors. You know, farmers are doing more with less. They're producing more butterfat, more protein, more solids, and that creates more product. So there needs to be a look at fixed versus variable costs, because you're spreading more fixed costs over more product now per hundredweight of milk. And farmers should really be able to see that on their end, that they're not absorbing, you know, these additional costs.
Learning more about the make allowance and its effects on dairy prices. This is Inside Dairy.
A check of the WeatherTrack forecast is coming up, but next, Daryl Anderson brings us today's Farm to Fork report after this brief break.
Farming and maintaining your property is a year-round job, and it's easier with the right equipment and support from Java Farm Supply. From feeding livestock in the field to keeping things running in the shop, Java Farm Supply has everything you need to stay productive. They offer genuine AgCo parts and certified service expertise you can count on, because the work never stops, and neither do they. Visit Java Farm Supply in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Java Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AgCo parts and service.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Today is Mental Health Awareness in Agriculture Day. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Something as simple as emptying a grain bin can lead to tragedy. Grain headed toward an auger is like quicksand, and farmers who've been pulled under have suffocated. If you absolutely have to be in the bin, make sure you're wearing a safety harness tethered to keep you above the surface. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Repeating an action they took last year, U.S. Senators Deb Fischer of Nebraska and Michael Bennett of Colorado introduced a resolution to designate today, May 29th, as Mental Health Awareness in Agriculture Day. On another front, the Farmer Veteran Coalition funds online training for mental health professionals in the ag community. One of their trainers is Monica McConkie, a rural mental health specialist from Minnesota who sees a fair amount of reluctance by farmers to take better care of their mental well-being.
Often they don't see themselves as the most valuable asset. It's easier for me to stick money into my cattle or my crops versus me. But if I don't put some resources into myself, cattle, and crops aren't going to matter.
McConkie says farmers who hesitate to seek help for a mental health concern may benefit from some encouragement.
Sometimes I'll try to use that verbiage with people who are resistant to encourage them that, yeah, there is no good time. There is probably never going to be this surplus of money sitting in an account labeled medical. You know, all of those stars are probably not going to line up, and you need to do it anyway.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Nicer weather means it's time to get growing. That's why Burt's Lumber & Perry has loaded up the greenhouse. Step inside to discover a nice selection of beautiful hanging baskets, potted geraniums, plots of flowers, veggie starter plants, and seeds and more. Dress up your landscaping with bags of mulch, decorative stone, Miracle-Gro planting and potting soils, and for a green and healthy lawn, Burt's features Scott's Weed and Feed and lawn care products, lawn and garden tools, hoses, and a whole lot more. Stop by soon. Burt's Lumber & Perry, open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
We've crammed a lot of information in the short time we've had together. We're going to break for weather. Then it's back with American Cattle News and Closing Market Report and Tony St. James.
Western New York weather.
For today, sunny with a high near 71. Tonight, a chance of showers mainly before 9 p.m. Mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear, low around 43. And for Saturday, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 61. Currently in Dansville, it's 48.
American Cattle News. Who has the leverage in the market today? More after this.
I'm Russ Kohler, a dairyman from Utah. Safety, know your limits. Heat stroke is life-threatening. Know the symptoms, confusion, loss of consciousness, seizures, high body temperature, hot, dry skin, and profuse sweating. Reduce your risk during the heat of the day by working earlier or later. Allow time for water and rest breaks by drinking 2 to 4 cups of water each hour.
This public service message is brought to you by Farm Bureau and the U.S. Ag Centers.
University of Nebraska at Lincoln Livestock Economist Brad Lubin.
Well, at the moment, then, cattle feeders and ultimately cattle calf producers are benefiting from that that leverage in the market, and suddenly price discovery isn't quite the issue it was. It's still an issue. There are still concerns. There's still national discussions of concentration in the sector and an analysis of whether the sector is competitive or not. But the immediate focus on price discovery and price transparency isn't quite the same as it is when prices are struggling. That doesn't mean that producers don't face risk, and that doesn't mean that producers aren't still concerned about the bottom line. At these record prices, we also have record capital investments in those animals and volatility in the marketplace that is dramatic from one day or one week to the next. So producers may be enjoying record prices and record returns for the moment. They're also facing much greater risks than they have. One of the tools that we see that's also discussed during these meetings and across the industry is the use of some of the newer risk management products. Livestock revenue protection is a price risk management product. The pasture range and forage program is a drought-focused production management component. Helps you manage your grazing capacity. So both of those insurance tools have really come on board in the last 20 to 25 years. Both of those have grown dramatically in terms of their usage and have become an important part of the cattle producer's risk management portfolio.
American Cattle News.
Ferris knows a thing or two about suspension. They were the first to put independent front and rear suspension on a mower, and now they have 40 patents under their belt. The Ferris suspension can make all the difference. A smooth, comfortable ride means feeling good when the job is done. A premium cut quality means feeling pride in a great-looking lawn. And the feeling of the Ferris industry-leading 10-year warranty covering suspension, related parts, and labor, that feeling is peace of mind. Visit Kelly's Garage on Route 246 in Perry today to set up a test drive and feel that Ferris difference. Feels like a job well done. Feels like a Ferris.
CJ Country presents the CJ Country Record, a free and 100% local bulletin. June is Dairy Month, and you'll read about how Rhinecrest Farms in Corfu and Milk for Health do their part to support dairy farmers. Plus, Terry Clifford's Studio Diaries and Jimmy Jam's Jam Session highlights ACM Album of the Year nominee Carter Faith. The CJ Country Record, free in print and digital. Pick it up today at places like
The Firing Pin in Bergen and Bucks Motorsports at Akron.
Are you a dementia caregiver? Perhaps you care for your spouse, family member, or friend. Whoever it is, being a dementia caregiver can build relationships and test them. I'm Bill, and I want to thank you for the care you have provided. I've faced similar situations, so I'm speaking on behalf of the Dementia Society of America, a nonprofit organization. Request our free guide filled with tips on care, planning, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Here's a look at how the markets closed on Thursday. Corn futures higher July up 3.25 at 455.75. September up 4.5 to 464.25. December was up 4.75 to 482.25. July beans climbed 9.25 to 1194.5. August up 11.25 to 1196. November rose 12.5 to 1194. In Chicago, July wheat up 1.5 at 6.24. September up 1.25 to 6.37. Minneapolis spring wheat, July was off 3.5 at 6.77.25, and September down 3.25 at 7.02. The hard red winter, July down 4.5 at 6.65.25, and September down 4.75 at 6.76.75. The cotton futures finished higher with July up 61 points at 76.77. December up 87. to 79.53, and March up 91 to 80.59. Back in Chicago, June live cattle lost 167.5 to 249.75. August down 150 at 241, and October down 140 at 232.57.5. August feeders down 160 at 353.02.5. September down 155 to 350.25, and October was down 147.5 at 347. June lean hogs were down 62.5 at 96.97.5. July unchanged at 102.12.5. August was up 7.5 to $100.92.5. In the class 3 milk, June down 17, 16.35. July up 2 at 16.71. Crude oil ended the day 22 cents higher at $88.90 a barrel on Wall Street. The Dow Jones up 24 at 50,668. The NASDAQ was up 242 to 26,917. The S&P was up 43 at 75,63.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Don't act like that. Don't wear that. Don't think that. I've heard everything you tell yourself every time you felt different. And I want you to know that you can be vulnerable and powerful. That taking care of your mind is taking care of everyone you love and who loves you. Love your mind. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.